This is Passport to Texas. If you've been to Hueco Tanque State Park, a historic site in El Paso, count yourself among the lucky.
Hueco Tanque isn't the smallest state park, but it's definitely the most exclusive. It's capped at 72 people a day.
Next week, the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS explores the park with an enthusiastic El Paso native.
I'm Clara Cobb, and I run a couple social media sites here in El Paso. What you really do is tell stories, and that's my attraction absolutely to Hueco Tanque. It's a place where people have been telling stories for 10,000 years.
The stories are still being told with the rock art left behind by early inhabitants who were drawn to the site because of the rainwater pooled in natural rock basins called Huecos. You can learn more on a pictograph tour,
which takes you behind the scenes to some of the more exclusive places.
Welcome to Site 17.
Right.
This is Lower 17, also known as Newspaper Cave. You have above us these cream-colored shapes that date back to Apache era, roughly somewhere around 200 to 400 years old. A bit more recently than them, this orangish
horse
shape right here. Everyone always thinks that that's Native American cave art. It's not.
Acquaint yourself with Hueco Tanque State Park and historic site on next week's Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS. Check your local listings. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.